The voice of the Army.
I clamp my teeth shut and choke back the sob of horror that is rising in my throat, so that my husband won't think that his wife is weak. But seeing the bodies of tiny babies lying by objects that were once mothers tears into my brain, and I feel my soul being strangled. Scene after scene of horror. Cruel barbed wire fences with burned bodies caught on the sharp strands, where they'd been halted by Nazi flamethrowers. And they'd been made one last supreme effort to escape. And the caption on the film, describing the purgatory that was Belsen.
Well, that's it, Fran. One film from the hundreds I've taken.
So horrible, Dick. Thank God all the killing is over and done with.
It's over for now. But there'll be more of it unless we...
But the Nazis are dead or in jail.
The idea is still alive, darling. That's what you've got to understand. In dark corners, twisted minds...
Oh, just your imagination, honey. You've taken so many of these horror pictures, you're prejudiced. These people can't all be Nazis. They're friendly enough. I see them in the shops and on the streets, and they're...
And they act no different than Mrs. Smith of Des Moines or Mr. Brown of Memphis or any American. But they're not, Fran, they're not. That was one of the reasons I wanted you to come over here and see for yourself. It's different than you think, than most Americans think. Fran, a great many of these so-called good Germans are still Nazis.
Frances Stanton stares past her husband, not understanding, not yet. Because it is difficult to understand, to know what Dick is driving at. His work as a tech sergeant, photographer in charge of a microfilm library of war crimes evidence, has instilled within him a driving desire to see justice done and a job completed. But to continue our story, later that day, Dick is finishing up his work when he has a visitor. A beautiful, intelligent-looking blonde. A German girl.
But, Sergeant, you said you'd help me with my art magazine. I need special pictures of old manuscripts and castles.
Well, I'll do anything I can, Hilda. Even give you some of my personal travel pics. But I can't give you anything from the Bureau. They're either secret, restricted, or confidential.
But my credentials, are they not in order? Was I not given, as you say, a clean bill of health by your authorities? I am no Nazi, you know that.
Yeah, Hilda, I know all that. You told me before. But I can't afford to start something that might get you and me in Dutch.
In Dutch?
In trouble, Hilda. But even if I can't let you borrow our material, will you do me a favor?
Well, of course, Sergeant. Anything. What is it?
Well, I told you that my wife's just come from America. First time she's been away from home. She could sure use some company while I'm busy. You know, shopping, museum... Make her feel at home.
Well, of course, Dick. Of course. Anything I can do to help.
And so an acquaintanceship was born. Strange elements. Girls of the same age, similar formal education. But one had been brought up in an era of deep-throated street drums, hoarse orators on street corners, and banners with the symbol of a swastika.
Hilda! You took your time about coming. Did you get anything?
Not so loudly, Kurt. Do you want the whole neighborhood to hear?
There hasn't been a person here all afternoon. No one buys books these days. Not like the old days when we had required reading. But what success did you have?
Nothing. Nothing. It is not yet time.
The time is now. We must make a better effort. We need that material.
A better effort? Are you suggesting that I am ineffective? Fool American is too cautious. But I have yet a way. We will show them.
Time is short. The printers are idle for lack of material.
Don't worry. They will soon be working at top speed. I have a plan.
Well?
The sergeant has a sweet young wife over here. And she is lonesome for company. Poor thing.
Here's some milk and a liverwurst sandwich, Dick.
Going to work much later tonight?
Huh? A friend. No, no, not too long. Just running through some of these old personal picture files of mine. Thanks for the sandwich, kid. Didn't realize it was so late.
You know, being the wife of an army photographer is so interesting. Things are always developing, you might say.
That was very corny, Mrs. Danton. But coming from you, it was sweet.
Thank you, Sergeant Danton. Does Hilda ever joke with you, too?
Hilda? Good grief, Fran. Why, that girl's so serious about her work and her career that... Say, what is this? Sounds to me if there was just a little bit of green tinge to those words.
Maybe.
Oh, Fran, you're not really jealous, are you? Why, I...
She's a blonde, and don't men usually...
Oh, Fran, come on now.
Or maybe she isn't a real blonde. Not a real one.
No.
All right, all right. But you can't deny that she's always looking at you and coming close to you.
Fran, I never gave it a thought. Why, she's like a sister.
Yes, somebody else's sister. Dick, I don't like her. And I still think she isn't a real blonde.
Oh, Fran.
Don't mind me, darling. I was only teasing. What you got there, Dick?
My old personal file book. Here, want to look through it? Mm-hmm. No horror stuff in this one. I managed to get a lot of Nazi pictures in it. Souvenirs.
Let's see. Gosh, there's an old Schickelgruber himself. And fat stuff, Goering, too.
Yeah, here's a picture of Hitler in a nightclub.
And that woman.
Yeah, well, go ahead, honey. Look right through it. I won't be long now.
Okay. Yes. The beer cellar. Nuremberg. The reviewing stand in a victory parade. Hitler and Goebbels and... Dick!
Yeah?
Look here at this girl in the reviewing stand, way in the back, you see? You recognize her?
Where? No.
Yes, you do, Richard Danton. That girl standing there in the picture is your little sister, Hilda Muller, and you know it.
But Hilda's blonde, and that girl...
Just what I suspected. A peroxide permanent. I knew it. Well, aren't you excited about it? What are you going to do about it? She's evidently very much of a Nazi and...
I know.
You know? But
I... Well, confidentially, Fran, that's a copy of a picture I found almost 2 months ago. I reported it to intelligence and to the MPs. They've been watching her ever since.
But I don't understand. You mean you've deliberately let her go...
You got it on the nose, baby. Yep, we've deliberately let her go on, hoping she'll slip up somewhere. They always do.
But what if she's mixed up in some underground activity?
She is, all right. But we don't know exactly what kind of activity and who is with her. But it should be breaking soon now.
Well, I'll be darned. Sounds like a movie plot, doesn't it?
Yeah, and this is the last reel for Hilda. Well, guess I'll call it a day. Was the door locked, honey?
I'll just take the glass of milk away and I'll lock it.
Oh, a little late for visitors, isn't it? All right, just a second. I'm coming. Oh, Wally. Well, what would the MPs be wanting so late tonight? Come on in.
Thanks. Well, let's come, Dick. The payoff.
Who is it, dear?
One of the boys. You go to bed, honey. I'll be up in a minute. What is it, Wally? The Muller dame?
And how? We've been watching the joint now for a couple of months. You know, the bookstore?
Not old Steigl.
Yep, him too. Now, here's the dope. Hilda's been gathering and compiling a lot of Nazi propaganda to put into one big book for future Nazi generations.
I'm beginning to get it. Hilda'll have a pretty good anthology of Nazi propaganda to start a mess all over again.
Yeah, sure, that's it.
When did it break?
Well, we've been tailing some of the guys who come into the store, and about 2 nights ago, we followed one of these guys by the name of Schmidt home, and, you know, just to question a little.
And?
Well, the Joe gets scared and breaks down and confesses all.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to shoot him on the spot. Says he was innocent. He's just a printer.
Printer?
Yeah, and there's a whole printing plant in the back of the store, he says. That's where they're going to make that collection of Nazi writings.
Well, how do you like that? Where do I come in on this?
Well, that's why I had to come and see about it tonight. The old man wants you there when we raid the bookstore tomorrow. Says we'll get undeniable evidence and pictures for War Crimes Commission. So here's the setup. Tomorrow night, you take your camera and equipment and stuff and be at Steigl's at 8:30 on the nose. Then you go up to Hilda.
Hello, Dick. Taking pictures so late at night?
Routine assignment.
Routine? Don't you know how much it means to Americans and the Germans to see the criminal Nazis punished?
Yeah.
You don't sound very enthusiastic about
it. I'm not. I'd rather be home now.
With your wife?
With my wife.
You won't find her there.
What do you mean? Nothing has happened.
She's here. Over there, behind that shelf.
What? Fran! Hey, Fran!
Have you read any good books lately, mister?
Fran, I thought I'd tell you that tonight I wanted you to stay home and...
Excuse me, I'll go in the back.
No, Hilda, it's...
It's all right. I understand. I'll be back in a few moments.
Fran, you know what's coming off tonight. I told you not to come, and yet you deliberately...
My place is with you, darling. No matter what happens.
But, Fran, this isn't going to be easy. It's dangerous. These people are nuts.
I know.
You know what? You said once that all the danger is over, that there are no more bad Germans.
I was wrong, Dick. I see it now. We've got to see that the last Nazi is finished, or else we'll have won a hollow victory.
Franny Danton, that's the first speech you've ever made in your life, and it's a good one. Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad now you realize what I was trying to say.
Not my first speech, darling. I made another one once before. Remember?
No.
When I said, I love you.
Oh, that wasn't a speech. It was a confession.
A confession that sentenced me to a life term with you.
Franny, you've been seeing too many love scenes in movies. But I like it, darling. It's mighty good talking.
Everything's straightened out.
Yeah, I guess now we'll...
Hilda! Hilda, come quickly! Oh, Sergeant Danton.
That's wrong.
Come on, Fran, let's go.
Lang! You will stay right here, Sergeant Danton. And your wife.
Kurt, are you out of your mind? What are you saying?
Schmidt did not show up tonight.
So?
You know where Schmidt is now? With the American MPs, talking. They know he's a printer.
So? They know?
Yeah. Stand where you are, Sergeant.
Dick, watch out, he's got a gun.
I'll admit you had us fooled, Sergeant. But not for long. I presume the MPs and intelligence already know about this bookshop?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't have better question.
So? You realize, Sergeant, that we do not expect you or your wife to leave this room alive?
Let me help her, Kurt. Americana Schakatsa.
Not here. In a print shop.
Schweinhund. A knife will do it nicely. Kurt! Watch her. She's throwing a book.
Out.
Get his gun, Dick. Get his gun. That a boy.
One move out of the two of you and you'll never live to hang. Help Steigel up, Fräulein Müller.
The MPs, Dick. They're surrounding the place.
Well, all right, you two. Face the wall and don't budge.
Oh, Dick. Dick, I was never so scared in my life. Look at the size of these goose pimples. I thought I'd never get my fingers around that book.
Ah, nice throw, kid. Double play unassisted. Remind me to renew your contract next year. By the way, honey, let's keep that book you threw as a souvenir.
Here it is. The title's in German, though. What's it say?
Let's take a look. Oh, brother. Oh, no, Frank.
Well, what does it say?
Wenn man sich Freunde erwirbt und über andere Einfluss erhält.
Huh?
Translated, honey, it's how to win friends and influence people.
Like Frances Danton and her army photographer husband, many people are realizing that it will be a hollow victory indeed if the Nazi doctrines are allowed to flourish underground in Germany. And in order to guard our victory, we must maintain a strong occupation force to keep the peace and pave the way for the German people to learn and understand the democratic way of life. Such an occupation force is the most imperative duty of the new peacetime regular army, whose men will not only be guarding the peace, but will be getting travel, education, and security at the same time. All this, and a fine profession, too. So, you young men of America, choose this fine profession now. Today's cast featured Alan Fenwick as Francis, Carol Summers as Hilda, Eugene Francis as Sergeant Danton, Robert Harris as Steigel, and Charles Mendick as Wally. Direction was by Charles Tyson. Script was written by Harrison Pine and Nat Weinreb. This is Bernard Lenro closing another program brought to you by the Voice of the Army.